everybody. Welcome back to the Half Hour of Power. I am Joe. Brandon is here.
Yo, Joe. What do you know?
Hey, Brandon. How you doing? You having a good week?
Yeah, I'm having a good week. Playing with a lot of toys, but I'm having a good week. I have a lot of time on my hands, so.
Well, Brandon, try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to things that might upset you. Don't you know everything is all right? Yes, everything is all right.
Really?
Yes. so we have gotten to it. We are going to do Jesus Christ Superstar, which we had planned on doing. And things got in the way. I mean, we're back. We had planned to have this in the Easter season, and it's just past Easter season, so yeah, better late than never, right?
Yeah, we were supposed to do it after we did The Passion of the Christ.
Supposed to be closer to that, absolutely, yeah, because The Passion of the Christ, we kind of opened up the Easter season with that. That one was right towards the beginning. Here we are with Jesus Christ Superstar.
Superstar!
Yes. So, what is this movie about? Huh. I'm not really sure. What's it about? Let me see. Let's see. Okay. Are you ready? You ready? I'm going to read the synopsis.
But I mean, we all know what the synopsis is.
What is it? I got a synopsis up here that I'm going to read.
It's about Jesus.
Well, that's the title, Jesus Christ Superstar.
But we all, okay. I mean, it's
okay, Brandon. Everything is all right. Yes, everything is all right. And the water is cool. And the ointment is sweet.
Not gonna turn into wine.
Fire in your hands and feet.
It's not gonna turn into wine, is it?
Okay, here we go. What's this about? Here's the plot. Film version of the musical stage play representing the last few weeks of Christ's life told in an anachronistic manner. Okay. Why, I don't know why they picked that, because there's tanks and guns in it and regular helmets. All right, I guess.
I don't know. Where'd you see a tank at?
Did you not watch the movie, Brandon? There was a tank.
I don't remember seeing
in the movie.
Bus. I said a bus. I don't remember seeing a tank.
It's okay, Brandon. Everything is all right. There is a tank in the movie. I kid you not.
You quote a lot of things from the movie, I'm starting to hear.
Well, we've been sitting on the fence for far too long. So, Michelle, I do really like this movie. I sing along with it when I watch it, much to the dismay of some of the people who watch it with me. But I just pause it and tell them everything is all right. Try not to get worried. Brandon, let's go. You think this is on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, I do. I say that because the popularity of this is, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar has been in every media. So, yeah, just like Joseph Bennett in the color dream coat. So, yeah.
Wait. We are not doing Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Okay. Are you ready for your guesses?
Yes, and no, I did not
What?
Go to Rotten Tomato if I get this right.
Yes, because we all know that Brandon says he didn't, but for Dune, I know he looked at that Rotten Tomato.
I did not look at those for Dune.
All right, I do believe you, but it's fun to say that you did. All right. So what do you think the critics' scores is?
Oh, for Jesus Superstar?
No. For Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, sorry. For Jesus Christ Superstar? For JC Superstar?
Yes.
It was done in the 70s, so... I say it's 65. Critics score.
You are a generous man. The critics hate this movie. Hate it.
Really?
Well, according to Rotten Tomatoes, they do. 50%.
50%. I hope they're repenting.
I was just as baffled. I figured it would be, you know, I didn't figure it'd be like 90 or something, but I thought it'd be like in the 70s. That was my guess. But there's 30 reviews here, according to the Rotten Tomatoes page. And reading some of those, I'm not really sure looking at some of the reviews, I don't know what they're talking about, some of them. So... go check that out, people, if you want to tell me what they're talking about, because I'm not sure they watched it. Most of the time, I'm not sure most critics watch movies.
No.
Now, some would say, Brandon, that you and I are critics.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, we do
critique. We need some critics, critic money.
We do critique films and things and such, so I suppose we are critics, but we try to be more like friends talking about movies we like. No? Okay.
We're critics. We're just critics.
We're just critics.
Yeah, we're just critics. We're just critics in a nicer way.
I don't know.
We give spoilers. And,
you know, when you start going on and on about the other crappy version of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Are you talking about the 2001?
Well, I mean, which is called Man of Steel.
Oh, my God. Would you stop it?
We're not nice to that movie because we both hate that movie so much.
No.
But anyway, let's get to the audience score for Jesus Christ Superstar. Yes. Yes.
The critics gave it a what?
50.
50. You know what? I'm going to say 80.
Hey.
Reason why I say that is because the time that it came out and a lot of people was like in the church, like real heavy, and then seeing something light of it. Yeah, about 80.
No, they weren't.
What was the score?
76.
Oh, close.
You were close. Very good. Very, very good. We talked a little bit about some of this on the Passion Show.
Mm-hmm.
I think the cast is really good. I like the songs. I think they're easy to sing along with. They're pretty good. What do you think about this, Brandon?
So my first time watching it, I was younger. Going through it again as I'm older, I didn't realize that it was a play within the film. Like it was kind of like a stage play within the film. The scene that cracks me up more is a scene where they go meet King Herod. And that right there was just phenomenal, blowing out the water. I didn't know that they set it up that way. That it was kind of like a stage play within a desert. And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
So is this one of the ones you watch every year?
No. It's not one I watch every year.
I guess you don't like it a lot.
I said I like it. I watched it like four times now.
Well, you got to repent now. You just lied.
I didn't say I watched it more than four. Well, I watched it four times. I watched it when I was younger, and I watched it.
I watch this one every year for a number of years. I've been watching it every year.
Well, I can tell because you can quote the whole movie. You've been quoting it ever since we started recording.
Well, some of it. Some of it.
What's your best parts in a movie?
I don't know. That's kind of tough. That is tough. I really like Carl Anderson as Judas. I mean, he is fabulous. I mean, the way he sings it, the delivery, his movements, his facial expressions. The feeling that he has when he delivers that, I think is phenomenal. He was amazing in this role. Of course, this is told from the perspective of Judas, which I guess that was controversial. Did you know that?
I kind of figured it would have been, but no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, controversial. They did shoot this out there in the desert. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Well, I mean, did they shoot it like somewhere in Israel or something? Because they had all these ruins out there.
That's right. They did. They and shot it out there.
Really looked really good.
I do like, and then I think, so Ted Neely, who plays Jesus, who's been playing Jesus most of his life. I mean, he has. I'm not saying that to disparage the man. I mean, he really likes it and he's good at it. I've always really enjoyed his portrayal of Jesus.
You know, I thought Ted Neely was like a rock star in a band.
Is he?
No, he's not. I didn't know that. I thought he was, but he's not.
Okay. But the scene where he is, this is terrible. I forget what it's called. That song where he's asking God to take this cup away when he's like praying out there in the garden and he asks them, Peter, John, James, will you not stay awake with me? And he's going off and praying and asking for that not to happen. I think that's fantastic too. The feeling, the way he sings it, I love the camera movements to it, the way it's shot. I think there's a lot of thought and feeling that went into it. I mean, I keep saying feeling. I mean, I think when you watch this, you get that from the cast. They had there's a lot of behind their singing.
Yeah, it was a lot of in-depth stuff going on. I think the only thing that kind of threw me off, because I was kind of confused, I think it was the Mary, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene. I couldn't tell which one was which.
I don't think Mother Mary is in it.
There's a lady who's playing Mother Mary.
Who's playing Mother Mary?
That will be, hold on. Divi, 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 divi. Okay, it don't say, well, unless she's in the woman number 7.
All right, so Mother Mary is not in it.
So who's the other lady that was singing that he was?
Which other lady?
Mary Magdalene, not Yolanda Elliman, because she played Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
It was a woman that was like talking to him.
When?
When it was in the cave, kind of like in the beginning.
Oh, that's Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, it looked like it. So, well, Mary Magdalene was with Peter. She was with Peter
that
too.
Was her. Huh?
She was with Peter too. Or the scene where Peter denied when Peter denied him three times.
Yeah, but that's way in the end of the movie when he got arrested.
Was, somebody else was singing with him. That was a lady. I'm not tripping. But let me go back in this movie.
No, I mean, she there are other women in it, but I mean, she's pretty much the main woman. I thought she was great in it too. How she sings, you know, try not to get worried, and I don't know, you know, could we start again when they're all singing the Could We Start Again song? I think those are really well done. You didn't like that?
No.
You don't like that Could We Start Again, please?
No, I kind of like her singing.
You didn't like her? Man, Madam Webb has just destroyed you, hasn't it? You just hate women now.
Don't, no, that ain't, no, that, no, 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 no.
No. You didn't that's think she so was fine. Good? I thought she was really good. Yeah. I don't know. I did not expect you to say you just didn't like her.
No, this is the singing. It wasn't.
You didn't like her singing? What was wrong with it?
It just seemed like she was off. Huh. I get like, you know the song. Like I like the song, but it's just, you know how some singers hit you, some singers don't.
I guess.
In this way.
What did you think about the tanks in the movie, Brandon?
What tanks? I don't remember seeing any tanks.
There are tanks.
I seen a bus.
There is a bus, but there are tanks in the movie.
What scene is this?
So when Judas goes to talk to Caiaphas.
Yeah.
There are tanks.
Oh, I don't remember tanks.
You were not watching that part. You had it on as background noise, didn't you?
No, I watched it. I just don't remember tanks.
That's fine. I mean, they're not in there that long, but it's just they're kind
of
there.
A glimpse of a tank?
No, it's a tank, full-on tank. And he's running away from tanks.
He's running. Judas was?
Yeah.
Is this when he was trying to return the silver?
No.
Oh, this is going to
before plug. That. It was, yeah. Yeah. So you just don't, you do not remember that.
I don't. I really don't.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're going to have to look that one up.
I'm doing it right now.
You can see that again. Did you find that yet? So
I'm still looking.
You'll find that. Here's a. You found it, right?
No, I'm still looking.
And okay. So.
Jesus.
This did pretty well at the box office.
It did? Oh, you know
what? Think so?
I don't know. So, I wasn't born yet.
Huh?
I wasn't born yet. I don't know.
Gee whiz. You sound like one of them guys. So it made 24.5 million at the box office in, let me see. They've got 2022 dollars here.
Joe,
24.5 million in 2022 dollars is 161.3 million. It was the highest grossing musical in the United States and Canada for that year. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful. So I found your tanks.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it's the stock footage of tanks.
Yeah, the tanks are in the movie. So what do you got to say now? What are you going to say?
I mean, technically, it wasn't there per se. It's basically stock
footage. The tanks are in the movie.
But, yeah, they're in the movie.
I mean, it don't matter if they're really there. I mean, Godzilla's not really in that movie. I mean, he's not real.
What movie? So. In what movie?
In Godzilla X Kong.
Oh, that's different.
Oh! You still haven't seen that?
You just had to bring up... Why do you bring up old stuff?
What do you mean old stuff? We're talking about an old movie. About
Jesus Superstar, not Godzilla.
You know people when this movie came out? This movie came out in 1973. It is rated G.
Wait, this came out in 73?
This is 1973, so we're a little bit off on the anniversary of this movie. Yeah, I mean, and there was... As we've been talking about, anachronistic. So there are tanks. The soldiers sometimes have guns.
The Roman soldiers have guns.
Yeah, the Roman soldiers have guns. Yes. I do recommend this movie. Do you recommend this movie, Brandon?
Yes.
Just something else that I just found. I did not know this.
What?
The actor who played Peter went on to a fantastic film career after this. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
You got to be careful what you say now, Brandon.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Don't look it up. I've never heard of him.
Oh, God. Wait, what?
So, I mean, the only thing I know him from...
Okay, actually, I have heard of him. I have, yeah.
The only thing I know him from is Jesus Christ Superstar.
I know him from Jesus Christ Superstar and some other movies, too.
Yeah, you know him from... Oh, let's see. What other movies has he done? What other movies has he done that you might know him from? Live Nude Girls, is that one?
What's wrong with that?
Do you know him from the movie Orgy, the XXX Championship? Is that what you know him from?
That one too.
You've seen this.
I've seen a lot of them. I've seen a lot of them.
You've seen these. You have seen the movie Stripper with Paul Thomas?
Yes.
Brandon.
I'm not lying.
You've seen all of these.
There's more.
You saw I Was a Teenage MILF. Oh man, oh my God. All right, so Brandon is Paul Thomas, that guy who played Peter on Jesus Christ Superstar, went on to be a director and star of adult films. So
yes, he's a prominent star on adult films.
You can tell some of the from some of the titles there.
The Teacher, Desire Within You.
Are you trolling us again? Did you really see all of these?
Okay, so yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
On Shame, I've seen that. Taboo America Style.
You saw Call Girl Confidential?
No, I haven't seen
Okay, there you go. So, there you go for that. I mean, he was good in this. I've not seen him in anything else, I guess.
Brandon, well, I mean, this was I mean, this was.
You can answer everyone's questions about which ones are good and which ones they might like.
I'm not answering that.
You can answer all the questions that are going to come in to you about Paul Thomas and what films they need to see starring Paul Thomas.
Let's watch Boogie Nights. Good.
I don't think he's in Boogie Nights.
He's not, but he is a character that plays him in that. There you go.
We'll just leave that right there.
Yeah.
So Norman Jewson was the director of this movie. What do you think? What else has Norman Jewson done?
Joseph and a Technicolor Dreamcoat.
What? Are you just saying that?
No, you know, I was just saying it.
No, I mean, he didn't.
I can see it.
He didn't write that.
Not write it. I said he made a movie of it.
Well, the writers are Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd. Andrew Lloyd Webber, who, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber did that. What was that movie about the? You know, what was that musical about the disfigured man who wore a mask and
the Phantom of the Opera
was always running around and saying "Angel of Music."
The Phantom of the Opera.
Is that one it?
That's the only movie I know. The man running around with a mask on in the opera.
Okay. Yeah. So Phantom of the Opera. He did that.
Is that the one with Gerard Butler in it?
I don't know. I didn't see that. That's right. I did not see that. But yeah, you are right. Tim Rice also wrote Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
See?
Isn't that wonderful? But Norman Jewson did not do that. Norman Jewson has had a very long and, you know, career. He did The Cincinnati Kid, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, In the Heat of the Night.
Ooh.
Yeah. Thomas Crown Affair, Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yep, that's right, Fiddler on the Roof.
I can never get to that movie.
You can't? No. It's long. It's long. Rollerball. He did that. And, oh, here's another one. The Hurricane. You know who's in The Hurricane?
Denzel Washington.
That's right. And I know we've all seen this one, Brandon. Don't lie and say you haven't. Moonstruck.
Yes, I've seen Moonstruck. What?
Okay, we'll just leave that one right there. But anyway, when this came out, there were Norman Jewson did get to show this to the Pope.
Which Pope?
Pope Paul VI. He liked it.
Wait, and, Pope Paul VI?
Huh?
Pope Paul the Sixth?
Yeah. What?
That was a pope before John Pope the Second, right?
No.
So who was John Pope the... So what, wait, huh?
What?
When did Pope John Paul the Second become pope?
Late 70s.
Oh, late 70s.
Yeah, so you had Pope Paul the Sixth and Pope John Paul the First, and then Pope John Paul the Second.
Oh, John Paul the First died as the Pope. He was one of the shortest ones, right?
Yeah. Well, not in stature.
Well, I mean, in term.
Not I mean, stature. He wasn't a midget.
That ain't what I was saying.
You know what? I am sorry, everyone. We are not talking that much about this movie.
I mean, Jesus Superstar is a great musical. I'm not gonna lie. Certain songs I didn't like, but some songs I did like.
Well, you'll have to. Brandon is being a bit of a hater on this movie right now. I don't think there's a bad song in this movie. I mean, like we've been saying, some of the feelings and some of that. I mean, I guess some of the songs are better than the others, but I like every song. I'm like Brandon, who likes weird things like Man of Steel. I saw that. I deserve that. Yeah.
That's all right. Henry Cavill's going to come visit you one day.
Huh?
So Henry Cavill's going to come visit you one day.
It's not Henry Cavill. Well, anyway, it's not Henry Cavill's fault that that's a bad Superman.
It's not a bad Superman.
It is a bad Superman. But this is one of the best. This Jesus Christ Superstar is one of the best Superman movies ever made. And it's better than Man of Steel.
Why do you keep saying this?
Well, it is. I mean, he's a superstar. Superman. So, I mean, if you like musicals, check this out. What about people that like musicals but are not religious? Would they find? Is there anything in there for those kinds of people?
Music.
Music and dancing. There's a lot of dancing. So, I mean, I guess you could check that out. And I don't know. If you're not religious, I don't really know if you would like this. This may not be for you.
No, they might. They might. They might get a better understanding.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I think the dancing and, you know, the numbers, the musical numbers are well staged. I think the singing is really good. I like the songs. I guess if you're a fan of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, you should be okay.
And they're still doing a stage play to this day.
Yes, they are.
A lot of actors has been in this movie playing Judas part, playing Jesus.
Who?
Part, Judas.
Who else has been in this? You had some weird thing playing earlier with a bunch of bald men in suits that really hurt my eyes. I had to go wash my eyes out. I could not look at that.
I don't know what
you said. Anyway.
But I forgot the singer's name.
Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, check this out if you haven't checked this out.
John,
who?
John Legend. There you go.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him. He's done nothing that I would recognize, has he?
Yeah.
Like what?
He sung that song, Beautiful People.
Are you talking about that Marilyn Manson song? I don't like Marilyn Manson either.
I didn't say Marilyn Manson.
Well, he's got some song called Beautiful People, too.
No, he does have a song called Beautiful People.
See, I don't like Marilyn Manson. And if John Legend is covering Marilyn Manson,
he's not.
What is the point of that? Or is Marilyn Manson covering John Legend?
No, it's original song. They're two different original songs.
So they ripped each other off. They can't come up with titles. Is that the dealio here? Is that what you're talking
about? I don't think that was the title of the song, but this is the chorus says Beautiful People. Usually the people pick that up when I say John Legend, but.
Well, he is not a legend. Never heard of him.
That's his stage name.
He needs to pick a better stage name.
That's why he's on a stage doing Jesus Christ Superstar.
Which I won't watch because I read all about that and had no desire to see it.
It's on a stage.
Nope. Anyway, if you guys want to go watch the Johnny Legend Jesus Christ Superstar, go do it.
The Johnny Legend?
You told me that was his name.
I said Jonathan Legend.
Is his name Jonathan Legend or John or
John.
Johnny or Ja?
John, J-O-H-N, Legend.
I said his name correctly.
You said Johnny.
Little Johnny Legend? Is that his name now?
God, Little Johnny Legend. Well, yeah, he is kind of small, but...
So he's a midget, is that...
No, he's not.
You've been talking about midgets quite a lot on this.
I just said small, and I say small, you take it midget.
Well, that's Mark's fault.
Well, I did say short term, and then you're like, no, he's not really short. Like, no, that's not what I was saying.
All right, Brandon, we will do the movie Terror of Tiny Town sometime. Huh? I'm picking up what you're laying down here. I'm sorry, everyone. You need to go see Jesus Christ Superstar if you haven't. We've had a great time talking about it.
Well, first, you have to watch Passion of the Christ first, then watch Jesus Superstar.
Yes, because they are companion piece movies. If you watch them together, you can actually play the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack while you watch The Passion, and they sync up perfectly.
Right.
I made that up. Brandon, if people like what we do, even though we go on these weird tangents all the time, what should they do?
You should like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and follow us on Spotify and iTunes. Oh, and Rumble. Now we on Rumble now.
Are we on Rumble?
Yeah, we on Rumble now.
Oh. All right, we'll talk to y'all next time.
Later, guys.